Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. We're doing a subject at present called the Bible Principle of the Tongue and Its Power, and we're doing part 5 from a 12-part series, and the topic today is our authority as believers. Satan is still the god of this world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, he has authority in the earth over the natural man who's not born again. But Satan has lost his authority over the born-again person. And why is this so? Because the born-again believer, the Bible says that we are not of this world. When you're born again, you're born from heaven and you're not born from earth. So in other words, Satan has lost his authority through Jesus Christ, defeating him on the cross. And that authority that Jesus won back was given to the born-again believer. We see this in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, and the book of Matthew also. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, we read, and this is the Great Commission, where Jesus has given us the authority and the power to go back into the world and defeat Satan. And he said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them, and they will lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. This is the authority that Jesus is giving to the born-again believer. We also read in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, forevermore to the end of the age. In both of these books, in the book of Mark and the book of Matthew, we see where Jesus has been given the authority and he transfers that authority in his name to the believer or his disciples. Satan has lost his power. The authority has been given back to the believer, but it must be operated by the promises of God in the name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God has given us spiritual weapons to fight with. They are his weapons. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The basis of all of our weapons is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God or the gospel. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 16, Jesus is described as having a sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. We must learn our weapons and how they function. Satan will challenge a believer, but you have the authority over him in the name of Jesus. In order for Satan to go around God and or a believer, he has to avoid God's word, because the word of God is where the power is, and Jesus Christ is the word. In this topic, it's very important to understand that the authority that the first Adam lost was regained and put back in the hands of the believers who are born again. You must be born again to have that authority through Jesus Christ as Lord. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up will be topic number 6, and it's called The Tongue is a Little Member. Thank you and God bless.